Now, what does this coffee actually do when it gets inside our body? Well, Dr. Thomas Krieg is a clinical pharmacologist at Cambridge University. One of the things he does is to look at how your body responds to the chemicals that you put into it. What actually is caffeine and what does it do to us?
The main thing, the main effects we are talking about today here are the effects of the brain. So you ingest the coffee and the caffeine goes into the bloodstream and it's soluble in oil and water. That means it can easily cross the blood-brain barrier. And in the brain, it has effects, as everywhere else in the body, of blocking the adenosine receptors. There are many variations of adenosine receptors, and caffeine pretty much blocks all of them. But what happens is in the brain is that the effect of these adenosine receptors is if they are active, they make you drowsy. And by blocking these receptors, you're obviously more alert. And that is the main effect.
If every organ in the body has got these, or every cell in the body has these adenosine receptors, are the effects only confined to the brain then? One would think not.
No, there are many effects all over the body. Another prominent effect is obviously on the heart, where the heart rate gets increased and the force of the heart and therefore the blood pressure increases as well.
So caffeine has a sort of generally whole body enlivening effect. You're going to stimulate the brain's wakefulness system because you're inhibiting the thing that would normally make you feel sleepy. And right. At the same time, all around the body, cells are having these adenosine receptors blocked, leading to an increase in their metabolic effort and how active those cells are.
Yes, that's correct.
What about the fact that people say, well, you know, we should try and keep our heart rate low and we should try and keep our blood pressure low? If it's going to increase the action of your heart and make your blood vessels constrict, isn't that bad?
Yeah, that's very tricky to investigate, first of all, because you have to distinguish between a chronic effect and an acute effect. So a lot of things which are obviously very good for you, like a sport, increases your heart rate and your blood pressure acutely, but in the long term, it has a beneficial effect. What is helpful in this case is to look at diseases which are directly linked to situations like high blood pressure, for example, strokes. And there are big studies out there now where people were followed on over many, many years, and it turned out that they do not have an increased rate in stroke. In fact, in some studies, they even have less risk of stroke.
So you're saying I can drink my way to fitness?
Not quite, but almost, yes.
One of the things that people often say about coffee is that it makes them, and therefore caffeine, is it makes them very jittery. And I know friends who say, I have one cup of coffee and I can't do anything the rest of the day. And in fact, there was a sign on the wall in the lab I worked in Australia. And it said, do stupid things more quickly with caffeine. I'm not one of those people, but I know many who are. Why is that?
The biggest things you have to look at here is all receptors in the body can be downregulated when they are chronically activated. And the same is true with adenosine receptors. So if you take coffee in on a regular basis, the effects go away. So that is one thing. The second thing is that caffeine will be broken down in the liver by certain enzymes. They are called cytochromes. And the levels of cytochromes are highly different between individuals. So one might have a very high level of cytochromes, another one might have almost none. And that means that caffeine will be broken down at different speeds between different individuals.
With that in mind then, how long will it be between having an intake of caffeine and it finally being washed out from the body on average? How long does it last?
The half-life of caffeine itself is about 5 to 7 hours, but the effect, you will probably not see it after like 3 or 4 hours.
We might have a long night ahead of you, Greya. Should we find out what your heart rate and blood pressure?
Why not?
Because you've now had quite a big dose in the kitchen there with Peter.
Yeah, so. I've had a couple of espressos where. And we measured my blood pressure and heart rate before the show to get a good idea of if it would change at all.
That'll be accurate, won't it? Just before an invigorating radio performance. So what was it before the show?
Yeah, Greya was kind of relaxed with 133 over 88 and a heart rate of 75. So this is not almost
so this is
pressure. And now we will measure again and see whether there's an increase. Obviously, this is not a scientific study we're doing here.
Yeah, there's only one of me. And I imagine, as you said, lots of people have lots of different reactions
correct
to coffee. So, you know.
Here we go. We're pumping up the cuff. So what would you anticipate then, Thomas? What would you expect the effect of coffee to have been on a young, fit female?
I would not expect much of an effect, maybe a slight increase. But then again, it's very hard to tell with this setting here of a radio show whether this is really due to the coffee.
Or just to the adrenalizing effect of the stimulating content on this program. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, that's what I'm trying.
Precisely. I think that's exactly what he was trying to say. And also there's the running back and forth from the kitchen as well. Lots of moving around.
Exercise is good for you, see.
And it increases the blood pressure as well. Okay, now your number now is 141 over 88 with a pulse of 82. So slightly higher than before, but not much.
I'm also slightly nervous now about sort of occupational health grounds, because what this proves is that doing an invigorating radio program gives staff hypertension and tachycardia. So could that be grounds for suing?
Yeah, I doubt it. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. Thomas Creek. He's a clinical pharmacologist at Cambridge University. And based on that washout period for caffeine, Grey, you've got a bit of a wait. Going to be up quite late tonight.
I mean, I think I should get a lie-in tomorrow and come late to work.
No chance.